to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, Connor, that song is apropos for what we are talking about right now, the ghetto. You know, I mean, man, come on, man. Yep. So here we are. This corporation had already been warned once before about this. And you said 2018 is from the first article you saw, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So help me do the math. Yeah, I count my fingers. That's four years ago that they were warned about this. So the Food and Drug Administration was already aware of it. They ignored that and continued to produce this, knowing the overall damage that they're doing. But you hear people say, and this is what kills me about people on the right of these things, we don't want regulation. You ever hear people say they don't want regulation, kind of?
Yeah.
And the insanity of those words is that regulation is there to protect, supposedly, the citizens.
Yeah. I mean, regulation itself is kind of like a mixed bag in a lot of ways, because in some ways it can be really damaging. And I wouldn't say damaging, but just really inconvenient. Most of the times, though, it's for the common good. Like, for an example, right? There was this juice tax, right?
Right.
That was implemented in Illinois a couple years ago. Or it was a sugar tax specifically in Chicago, and it raised the prices of drinks, right? And it was designed to disincentivize people from going. But what happened is that people just went to Indiana, to purchase all of their juice and stuff because it costs a lot less.
It
stifled businesses in Chicago because a lot of corner stores and stuff sell that's their main source of income.
Right, but here's what it comes down to. They found out the sugar content in those juices would cause severe damage. The more sugar you eat, especially in your growth, your teeth, all sorts of things. Sugar is not good for you. White sugar, we know, is not good for you. And yet those drinks were laden with sugar. And in my generation, we didn't know as much. I mean, I used to drink a 2-quart liter of soda a couple times a day when I was a kid, right? You didn't know any better. Once they found out about all those things, then they could do it. But let's get back to the Skittles situation. Now, we know the marketing that they do with Skittles, the packaging, the colors. Children see that, right? Colorful commercials, all those things, the amount of money. And then you find out, what is happening. There is a Food and Drug Administration whose responsibility it is to check all those things and try to protect the American people. But when you know that things like this happen, and now it's come back up, because, here's a gentleman, his name from California, a man named Janelle Thames, has, filed a lawsuit. And so now this comes back out, even though it should have already been done. And Skittles, the producers of Skittles, shouldn't have just got a slap on the wrist. Now, this time around, what should happen to a company that it legally, knowingly, after they've been warned, is poisoning the American people? Should there be sympathy for the corporation? No. People will say, that's a global corporation. Skittles are being sold all over. What does that have to do with the price of tea in China? The fact that you are doing this to people unknowingly and children, that should be criminal, right?
Yeah. I think it's just very difficult to draw like a very specific line. I mean, you would say, oh, it's just because of the fact that if titanium dioxide is titanium dioxide, it will kill you. So that probably shouldn't be in Skittles. It seems easy from the outset, but you have to look at it like a lot of people that work in the FDA are people that aren't, let's say, they don't understand every single part of the process, right, of the production chain that these companies go through to produce their products. And so they're left out either willingly because of the company or because they just don't have enough knowledge about how certain things can affect people, and they just let things go through.
So
and then it hurts someone, right? Or an actual, like, knowledgeable, I don't know, like, university or something does, like, a test on it saying, oh, well, this can hurt you, and they respond back to it.
So let me tell you what the problem is with the FDA.
Yeah.
The fact that the politicians don't put enough money into the FDA.
Exactly.
Where there are enough agents to do the work. And they do that knowingly. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. We know what the issue is. You know, those of us who've been around a while. And so we're just talking about Skittles. But I was also, you know, going to talk a little bit more about other things. They're only singling out Skittles. You can talk about, we're going to talk a little bit about, what's the name of this company, man? They make... They make sub sandwiches. What do you call?
What's like Subway?
Subway.
Yeah.
And they're telling the people that they've got salmon sandwiches. Salmon, is that how you pronounce it?
Well, salmon. That's
salmon. And so people are buying that, believing that.